listening to Feel Free to Deviate, the podcast about people, their careers, and their relationships with success. My name is Jim Turbert, and I am the host of the show. You might hear a paper ruffling in the background because I'm handling a piece of paper. It kind of has a rough outline of what I'm going to talk about during this episode. I was just outside. I was going to do a walk and talk. I thought it would be cool to record while I was walking in the neighborhood, but there are a few factors going on now. One, it's very windy. Two, there are a lot of people out, tons of cars, lots of people playing and roller skating and biking, doing all kinds of stuff. I was going to walk through the park. And then I noticed that the park is blocked off because they're going to do some kind of a music festival in there. And you might be thinking, oh, that sounds really cool. But as the grumpy old man that I have become, I'm not so into the festival. Yeah, it's cool if you're a techno enthusiast and you want to go and spend the entire day listening to techno in my park. But this is my neighborhood park, and multiple festivals go there every year. And after the festivals, all the grass is dead. It decimates the beauty of the park, and it drives me crazy. There are tons of other open spaces in the city that are suitable for festivals, but they, for some reason, want to do it in my park every single time. So my park has perpetually dead grass. I believe that parks should have beautiful green grass. That's me. Maybe I'm in the minority. And I'm certainly a grumpy old guy about that sort of thing. I guess the fact that it's a techno festival doesn't really matter. It could be any festival. I don't like the fact that the grass is dead for months or at least weeks after these festivals happen. So yeah, Toffler Festival, if you're listening, boo bad. Anyway, you may have noticed that I've been a very bad podcaster as of late. Arguably, I've never been a good podcaster, but lately I have not been following the primary rules of podcasting, one of which is make sure that your audio is understandable. All right, I kind of nailed that one. Everyone who speaks English can understand what I'm saying, but maybe rule number two for podcasting is keep to the schedule, and I haven't kept to the schedule. And there are many good reasons for that, which I'll get into. I don't have a guest, and I'd like to talk about a few things today. First of all, I'm sorry for missing the last episode, and I'm sorry that this one is so late. And I would also like to say that I'll probably miss the next episode as well. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of ins, a lot of outs. But what I'd like to cover in this episode is the state of the podcast. I'd like to include a little bit about my personal job search and the job market and the job market in general, and a brief explanation of why I've been missing episodes, and that would be because of the bathroom renovation. Well, that's the main reason. So I guess I'll just get right to it. The state of the podcast. What is the state of the podcast? I don't know. More and more people are actually listening, which is great, and I appreciate it, and I think you guys are awesome. I wish there were more of you. This is still not a job for me. I mean, it kind of is because it takes up a lot of my time and the space that it takes up in my head. I still like doing it, but I have to say that for me, it's getting a little bit repetitive, and I'm wondering, maybe I should deviate a little bit, if you will. And that's the name of the thing. So I don't think it's too weird if I do change the format up a little bit. In the past, I did a movie episode with Florian. Maybe I can do another one with him again or with somebody else. I actually had an idea about doing an episode with my friend Scott from before. Scott, if you're listening, we need to talk. And then I did the Power Couples episode with Julio and Valentina, and that was really cool. And I have another Power Couple in mind. I'd also like to comment on how I really like my recent episodes. The episode with Tom was fantastic. I liked talking with Yvonne. The Rachel episode was great. I feel like there's a lot of good guests. I can't tell which ones you guys like the most. I feel like the ones that you guys like the most are the ones where the guests themselves publicize the episodes more, but not everybody does that. So just looking at statistics, I can't tell what's working and what's not. I don't have that analytical capability, but also I don't feel that it's possible to discern that information from the statistics that exist. That said, the numbers are creeping up, so I know that some people are listening to it. But I'm also thinking that some people tune in for their friends and then they never tune in again. And then some people tune in and they download a ton of episodes. Maybe they listen to them, maybe they don't. I can't tell. If you want to leave some feedback, I am open to feedback. I'm like the feedback master. Maybe I'm not the feedback master, but I'm the feedback receiving master. So please give me some feedback. Let me know what's working for you and what's not. Like, how do you feel? How are we doing here? I know I get I get some emails regularly from a couple people, and it's great, but I know they like it. You know, so like, I know that they're interested in this, the general subject matter, and I don't think that they are yearning for like a twist or a segment or a feature that we're missing here. The people who do communicate with me seem to indicate that they enjoy the content. They enjoy the interviews. They enjoy what the guests have to say. They get something out of it. My concern is that people might get tired of the repetition of the format. So I'd like to introduce not a wild card, but something that strays or deviates from the standard format to make it a little bit more engaging to first-time listeners, for instance. I have a couple ideas in my head about things that might spice things up in the future. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Just, you know, if you can let me know, mail@feelfreetodeviate.com is my email address. You can also let me know via chats on social media @feelfreetodeviate on Instagram, Facebook, or what's the other one? TikTok. I'm also on LinkedIn, but as Jim Turbert. Or if you know me, you can just call me and we can chat, but I'm not going to give out my number. It's just not something that I do. But yeah, the main thing is that, you know, the podcast is not going anywhere in the short term. I'm still doing it, even though I have been very bad with the schedule lately. 2, job search and the job market. I do not like either of those things. I recently interviewed for a job at a startup in Delft, which is nearby here. There are a lot of startups in Delft because there's a large technical university over there and businesses and startups set up there all the time. And I applied for what I can't remember what the actual title was. I think it was called Customer Success, blah, blah, blah. When I read the description, I thought this would be awesome if it was solely in English, but it was English and Dutch. And given like these people deal with funerals and grieving people, and I knew that my grasp of the Dutch language was not nuanced enough to communicate with grieving people. So I knew that they weren't going to give me the job. But they had other lower level positions available on the site. So because I thought the company was really cool, I told them that I was willing to do other stuff too. Lower level positions, which I thought were, you know, a no-brainer. Why would they not hire me? So I got through the application process. I sent in my application. They said, "We want to interview you." And I said, "Of course you do, because why wouldn't you?" And then I had the interview and it was weird. And I didn't think that they were going to call me back because the guy was kind of taking notes. It was a Zoom meeting or Teams. I guess it was Microsoft Teams. And the guy was taking notes the whole time. He wasn't really looking at me. And I felt like I was talking into space. It made me feel weird and I didn't like it. And I thought, okay, well, I blew that one. And then I didn't hear anything from him. So I emailed him and I said, "It's been 10 days and I assume that you've decided to not move forward with my application. I'm curious what I could have said or done that would make me a more appealing candidate." And the guy said, "Sorry, we're really busy. We meant to get back to you." And the next day I got an invitation for the second interview. And I thought, well, this is a done deal. It's a second interview. It's for a low-level position. Why wouldn't they hire me? I thought the interview went fairly well. And then a couple days after that, I got a call saying, "We've decided that you are not the guy for the job." I asked them why not. And they said, "Because you don't have any production experience." Now, that is true. I do not have any production experience. I guess when I was in college, I worked at an ice cream factory for a time. Yeah, it's a little bit different than making coffins, but whatever. But the first thing that popped into my head when he said, "You don't have any production experience," is, well, he's lying. There's got to be something else. What was it? Because why would they interview me twice if having production experience was the most important thing? I have theories about why they didn't choose me. Most of them are because of my age. Maybe when I'm interviewed, I come across in a way that is unappealing. I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty easy guy to work with. I've worked with a lot of people. I'm still in touch with many people I used to work with, and that makes me think that they didn't hate me. And more or less, when you hear me online here, you're listening to me and you're not repulsed by the way I come off. This is pretty much how I interview as well. It might be a little bit more formal, but not much, because I'm to the point in my life where I can't pretend to be somebody else. And maybe that's the problem. I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe when they see someone like me, graying hair, big white beard, they think that I won't be able to take orders as a low-level employee, which is not the case, because I just don't care. I'll do what I have to do, and I will give my input when it's requested. So if you're an employer out there and you're listening to this, I want you all to know I am open to being managed by you and your managers. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff out there that there's a lot of stuff that I can do that I'm not qualified for technically, but if someone gave me the chance, I could do it just because that's what I am. I'm adaptable, but it doesn't matter. They need to see the proof. They need to see a track record. So onward, I just have to keep going. I'm writing an application right now. I saw on LinkedIn that over 200 people have already applied for the job. I'm not too optimistic, but I hope I get it because it involves chocolate and I like chocolate and my kids would freak out if I worked for a chocolate company. I would like it too. So basically, I'm just trying to stay positive, and I'm grateful that I have an outlet. I mean, I feel like talking here is a way to get things off my chest. Of course, I can talk to my family, but, you know, they get kind of sick of it. So now I'm just talking into the void, and hopefully you people are listening and being like, oh, that's too bad, Jim. Or stop whining, Jim. Or or buck up, buddy. Or or whatever people say. I don't know. But I can honestly say that it's very hard for me to look at a list of available jobs and think, oh, that's the one. It's awesome. Like, there's nothing like that. There's a bunch of stuff that just kind of sounds awful. I'm not really interested in awful. But it may get to the point where I need to do something that's awful. Fortunately, I'm not there yet. Speaking of awful, that brings me to the bathroom renovation, which is the main reason why I haven't been posting episodes lately. And it's not because I'm doing the renovation. I did the demolition portion of the renovation. I broke up the old stuff. I moved it out. With the assistance of Marlene's father, I brought most of the wreckage to the dump. They call it a milieu park here. We hired a guy. The guy is doing his thing because we're doing this thing called beton ciré. It's not tiles. It's a cement-like finish that goes on the wall. It's watertight, and you can do it in different colors, and it's going to be super fancy and cool. So he has to do that because you don't mess around with that. It's too expensive a material to experiment and try to learn how to do it on your own. In addition to that, working on bathrooms is not my thing. I wouldn't say I'm terrified of pipes, but while I was doing the demolition, I feel like every time I looked at a pipe, it started to leak. If I, Mr. Free Time, decided that I was going to do the bathroom, and then I noticed a water spot from a leak after everything was all buttoned down, I don't know what I would do. I would freak out. So I think it's best to leave this to the professionals. So we got a guy, work is guaranteed. It's awesome. But within the first couple of days, we already had a couple, I'm not going to say catastrophes, I'm not going to say emergencies, but some work needed to be redone. And there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of bad feelings, like body feelings, like deep body felt anxieties on my end and also on Marlene's end. And I'm thinking maybe on the contractor's end as well. But I'm hoping that we're over that hump now. Still, between that and being rejected by job people, I'm not feeling super great. But anyway, the point is that I'm involved with things right now, so I think I need to miss a couple episodes. And I feel bad about that. And I've prided myself on keeping to the schedule for the most part. And I know at the beginning of this year or at the end of last year, there was also a break because there was too much going on. I know that's not supposed to happen, but sometimes it's necessary. And as much time as this takes, and as it is sort of my job right now, I'm not getting paid for it. And I need to prioritize this other stuff. Not to mention that there are lots of kid things going on as well. I'm going to get back on track very soon, but I'm just saying, don't expect an episode in the next cycle, maybe not for two cycles. I'm going to try to post something, though. But you know what the good thing is? There are lots of episodes online. You can go back and listen to them. If you skipped one, go and listen to it. And if you don't like it, go listen to one that you did like, because I'm guessing that you will hear something the second time around that you missed the first time. That happens to me all the time. That's one of the cool things that I like about this. I'm looking forward to listening to the episodes in a couple of years to see what it does to my mind, what it does to how it affects the way I think about things. And I'm anxious to compare where I was, where my mind was when I started doing this with where I am in a couple of years. Hopefully I won't be in exactly the same position, because that would be pathetic. Or is it just natural? I don't know. All right, maybe it's not pathetic. But I don't want to be in the same spot in a couple of years that I am right now. And in a way, I'm in the same spot I was 2 years ago. Unfortunately, I'm slightly less optimistic. But in some ways, I feel like I'm also more focused. So thank you. Feel free to deviate for providing me with a little bit of focus. And thank you for listening. And thank you for listening now. I don't know if this is interesting for you, or if you tuned out immediately, you thought, oh, there's no guest. I don't care. I don't care what this guy thinks or says or feels. You know, maybe I should get a guest host to interview me for the episode. I don't know who that would be. If you want to interview me for the podcast, let me know. And maybe we can hook that up. But also, don't feel bad if I say no. I don't necessarily want to be interviewed by everyone or just anyone. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it, you and I. I'd just like to recap by saying, one, podcast still exists, and I apologize for missing some episodes. Please don't unsubscribe and don't think that I've gone away. I'm still looking for jobs, still being picky. Unfortunately, I'm slightly less optimistic than I was in the past. Three, in a couple weeks, hopefully in the next 5 weeks, I'm going to have an awesome bathroom and I will be significantly less stressed. Maybe I'll put some pictures online. You can see where the magic happens. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And if you listen to this whole thing, that's great. Like I said before, please feedback. If you got the feedback, give the feedback. Like all the stuff on social media. Do the buymeacoffee.com/feelfree link if you want to slide a couple bucks my way, because trust me, I'm going to go drink some coffee right now, and I got to do it. It's late and coffee is important. And that's it. Thank you very much. Be excellent to each other.